the cold winds blow. Stronger than ever, sometimes it shakes my soul. But I know that my feet's on solid ground.
Clap your hands like this.
There ain't no pressure. He keeps me safe and warm. Yes, he does. 'Cause my feet's on solid ground and I will not be moved. No, 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 no. I will not be moved. I serve a God that don't just say he proves.
I'm talking to you. Say that one more time, y'all. Lord, we got
to keep moving
in the name of Christ. Every day. Talk to you for a little while. The race is not given to the swift, nor the strong, but to those who keep moving on. And if we can keep our faith, sometime I get off on by myself and say, oh, oh, we got to keep moving. You get home and on. We got to keep moving through. One thing I want to say. Our best, we'll be able to stand the test, but we got to keep moving on.
What's gonna be when you grow up?
Man, I want to be a policeman because I can lock up all the bad people.
I love being a doctor because I always like to help people.
Man, y'all are tripping. I want to be a basketball player. Y'all know all the basketball players make all the money.
I want to be a singer.
What kind of singer?
A quartet singer.
You can sing! Y'all keep it quiet in there!
Let's get the grandson!
Jumping up and down in my bathroom floor, using up all my electricity, doing the best I can. 14 minutes after the hour. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios. To God be the glory.
You're the air that breathes. My source of energy. Yes, you set my soul free. So glad you favor me. I'm so thankful for favor. Yeah, I'm so grateful for favor. Yeah, it takes one single visit. When my life has been shifted, so thankful for favor. Yeah, you made me say, oh, the supernatural favor. Yeah, takes one single visit from you, and my life has been shifted, so thankful for favor. Yeah, I pray you to me. No pain, no victory. Hey, love thy enemy. Protect my family. I'm so thankful for favor. Yeah, I'm so grateful for favor. It takes one single visit from you and my life has been shifted. So thankful for favor. Yeah, you made me say, yeah, oh, the supernatural favor. Yeah, one single visit from you and my life has been shifted. So thankful for favor.
I'm Jesus, I fix it up with Jesus. You know I'm all right now. He taught me how to walk, and he taught me how to talk. But I fix it up with Jesus. You know I'm all right now.
And once I was a stranger, I was buried down in sin. But the Savior came unto me, said, sinner, come on in. And he saved my soul from dying. Ever since that day, I've been crying, since I fixed it with Jesus. Then I'm all right now. Oh, you know I'm all right now. Yes, I am all right now. Since I fixed it up with Jesus, you know I'm all right now. And he taught me how to walk. And he taught me how to talk. To me, he says, I am the truth and the life. If you'll take me by my hand, you'll go on home, set out in the promised land. Cause I fixed it up with Jesus. I'm all right. Yeah. You know I'm all right. I'm all right now. I'm all right. All right now. Let me tell you the reason. I'm all right now. I've been to the water, been baptized, soul been converted. I feel all right. Feel all right. Feel all right. Feel all right now. Stepped in the water, water was cold. Killed my body, not my soul. And I said, Father.
Shining on me, it's a brand new day.
Feels like something good's gonna come our way.
Reminisce on God's blessing, confessing how I'm so amazed.
I've got a heart full of joy that I can't contain.
I'm filled with hope today.
What more can I say?
I wanna celebrate and lift my hands and give
praise.
What happened? I'm clapping, ecstatic, dancing, and rapping. We want the world to embrace it and face it.
Cause you make me happy, happy only. You feel that happiness is for you.
You make me happy.
Alone, if you feel that the Lord's been good to you,
yeah, you make me happy.
Happy alone, if you know that the good news is the truth,
yeah, you make me happy.
Happy alone, if you feel God's been good to you,
yeah, you make me happy.
Happy, happy, happy,
I'm happy.
Happy, happy, happy,
I'm happy.
Happy, happy, happy,
I'm happy.
Happy, happy.
It's about to go down, so we're looking out for those frowns. And we're spreading the love of joy, there is plenty more to go round. Cause I'm H-A-P-P-Y, cause this joy I feel inside is exploding, unfolding at this moment, I wanna fly. But his care and love without measure, no cracking under the pressure. I've got this place by sovereign grace, and now that this is my treasure. My pleasure to let you know that my Jesus made me feel this way. For this I give you praise.
Cause you make me happy, happy,
happy.
You feel
I'm clapping.
Happiness is for you.
You make me happy.
Happy, 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 happy.
You make me happy.
Clap along if you feel happiness is for you.
Yeah, you make me happy.
Clap along if you feel the Lord's been good to you.
Yeah, you make me happy.
Clap along if you know
the
good news is the truth.
You make me happy.
Clap along if you feel God's been good to you.
Yeah. I'm happy. Jesus is making me happy. I said, Jesus is making me happy. Clap your hands if you know that you're happy. Clap your hands if you know that you're happy. Move your feet if you know that you're happy. Go wild if you know that you're happy.
Happy, 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 happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy, happy,
I wanna tell you, oh Lord. When I look back over my life, see all the danger God has protected me from. When I look back over my life, see how he healed me, how he filled me, how he blessed me, how God has helped me. Oh Lord, I'm not the only one that can feel like this. Listen, let's go. It's been too many years, but I can't give up. It's been too many rocks, but I can't give up. No matter what they talk about me, no matter what they say about me, they gon' talk anyway, y'all. I can't give up. Let's go. You see, I've come
gospel music at its best, 33 minutes after the hour, and what a time we've had thus far. That's Going Down Memory Lane, a remix there of the late, great brother Lee Williams, I Can't Give Up. And I don't know about you, but so much going on around the world each and every day, and you know, sometimes it seems like you just want to just quit, but you know, Christians never quit, they just hang tough, so you just got to keep pushing and pressing your way through it. And you're going to get through it if you just hold on and have the faith to trust in Jesus. Look, got more music coming your way. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after this.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. NHD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
You can't keep a good man down.
Oh, no.
No matter how hard you try.
Oh, no.
You can't.
I'm glad about it.
Keep a good man down.
No.
How hard you try.
Say it again.
You
There is a king seated among us. Let every heart receive him now. Where there is praise, he will inhabit. There will be grace and mercy all around. And every burden will be lifted in his presence. And every trouble will be laid down at his feet. There is a name that reigns above all others. It's Jesus Christ, the King above all kings. So bright,
and the Lamb is alive, and the night is as black as the sea. Oh, yeah. There will be peace in the valley for me.
Someday
there will be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble. I the bear will be gentle, and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh, yes. And the beast from the wild shall be led by a child, and I'll be changed.
I will be changed,
changed from this creature that I am.
Oh, oh, yeah.
Oh, and there will be peace in the valley for me. Someday there will be peace.
There will be peace.
Oh, in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no more trouble. I see there will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no more trouble. I see there will be peace in the valley for me.
Good day. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, Lord, why? So much pain. but he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what he did? He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. It's dry. 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 Every one of my tears away. My midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say yes? Say yes. Say yes. Wait a minute. Some of y'all been complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And you're all right. And you're all right. Y'all will stand on your feet and praise the Lord.
Oh, gospel music at its best. I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. But look, I don't let my bad days outweigh my good days, huh? I just keep moving forward, and I won't complain. More gospel music coming your way right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. 5 minutes before the top of the hour. Want to remind those of you to be sure to catch the wave on our NFI television gospel broadcast every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time out of DeKalb, Georgia on Channel 25. And you can live stream us anywhere around the world. Simply go to DeKalb25.com. That's DeKalb25.com. And you can catch us right there in Georgia every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. for the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel videos. I'll be right there hosting the program and pray that you'll join us as we come forward with songs of praises and the Word of God. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. I feel a praise coming on. Somebody says, I know that's right.
Special dedication to all of the mothers that's under the sound of my voice. I did not say to all of the women who had children, for you can have a house full of children and not know the first thing about being a mother. Mothers know what it means to make special sacrifices for the family. Listen to the words.
For the 9 months I carried you, no charge. For the night I sat up with you, doctored you, prayed for you, no charge. For the time and the tears and the cost, there is no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. For the night
of my love is no charge.
anybody ever still awake at midnight hour? Go down on your knees, talk to Jesus.
And trying to get busy up in here. He couldn't sing like he wanted to. Those of you that's from Tupelo, y'all know he can sing. And let me tell you something. I buy Satan back in hell where he belongs. I'd have some church folks up in here. Stretch forth your hand right now. Stretch, if I got some saved folks in here, stretch forth your hand right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humble as we know how. We ask you to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you got to go. Satan, you have no authority here. Satan, get out of here. And we say in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
Lee Williams and the Spiritual QC. Here's the late great Tommy Ellison and those singing stars.
Get home. I call him
Jesus in the morning.
I call him
Jesus
when noonday. I call him
Jesus.
Call him
Jesus.
I call him Jesus
in the morning.
Call him Jesus
when the sun goes.
I call him
Jesus,
Jesus. I call him
Jesus
in the morning. I call him
Jesus
in the noonday. I call him
Jesus,
Jesus. I call him
Jesus
in the morning. I call him
Jesus
when the sun. Along this journey, way get dark, low get heavy. At that time, I have to steal away, look up toward heaven, and I just catch my captain eye, and then I look up and I just call his name. I call him
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus
in the morning.
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus
late at night.
Jesus.
I call him
Jesus
when my road get rough.
Jesus.
I call on him
Jesus
when my burden get heavy.
Jesus.
I call on him
Jesus
when everybody done left me.
Jesus.
I call on him
Jesus
when it looks like I can't. I call on him,
oh,
and now I just wonder,
Jesus,
is there anybody here tonight,
Jesus,
ever had to call on him?
Jesus,
is there anybody,
oh,
here,
Jesus,
ever have to call on him?
Jesus,
when the doctor walks away,
Jesus,
I want you to tell me,
Jesus,
is there anybody,
oh,
here?
Jesus,
no, he's a doctor.
Jesus,
when the doctor came, what's
y'all?
Anybody here?
Jesus,
know he's a burden bearer. Anybody here? Know he's a way maker. Anybody in the building? Know he's a provider. Anybody here right now? Know he's a doctor. Anybody know he can heal? Anybody know he can heal? Anybody ever call him? Anybody ever call him? Well, do you mind? Do you mind if I call him? Do you mind? Do you mind? Let me call him. Can I call him? Can I call him? Can I call him? For our United States. Can I call him? For I'm a soldier tonight. Can I call him? Just for you tonight. I call him, I call him, I call him Jesus, Waymaker. I call him, been a doctor for me. I thank you, Lord, brought me over hills and mountains. I wanna say thank you. You've been a healer when medicine wouldn't work. You healed me. I thank you, Lord. Somebody tell him thank you. Somebody tell him thank you. Go
call him. I call him. I call him
Jesus
in the morning. I call him
Jesus
in the noonday. I call him. I call him. I call him
Jesus
in the morning. I call him when the sun goes down.
Welcome to 30 Minutes Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. You can call in right now at 347-215-8049. Hebrews 11:1, and it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Join us as we touch and agree by faith, believing for your miraculous deliverance and healing. As we join together in unity, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ. Come and join right now, live. 30 Minutes Power of Prayer. Let's go live. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. Somebody ought to be clapping your hands right now. We want to thank you for 30 Minutes Power of Prayer, those of you that are joining us right now, this very second, and I'm certainly giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor as we come on this day, September the 11th. We are honoring those that gave their lives there in New York, and many of you know the tragic incident that took place years ago on 9/11, where there were lives that were taken for those that the enemy used. But on today, we're not going to just pray for them, but we're going to pray for those of you right now. Your mindset in North Carolina, in South Carolina, with the news media talking about the storm that is to come and maybe land in various areas. And many of you are frustrated and you are going out to the stores and buying different things that you feel though you need. But I'm here to say to you, those of you that are walking by faith and believing and trusting God, and I'm not just talking about pretending, acting on faith. I'm saying to those of you today, God's got it all in control. We got to trust God. And many times we listen at the news media and how they puff up those things, and how many know that God can calm the sea just quick as blinking your eye. So those of you, don't get frustrated today. Don't get in a place where you fear come to you and cause you to do and go out of the way to spend unnecessary money that you don't have to spend. Because if you're walking by faith and not by sight, if you are walking by faith and can hear what the news media is speaking, then you know you're trusting God. So on today, we're going to believe by faith. Those of you, maybe your faith is not that strong. Maybe those of you right now, some of you are just running one way and going another and thinking that the area where you're going may be safe. But I'm here to say to those of you today that God's got it all in control. You got to remember something. It was He that created the heavens and the earth. It was He that created man and woman. It was He that gave man the mind to think. Come on, somebody. Now, where is your faith today? Look, I want you to just sit with us as we get ready to go into prayer on today. And I'm going to allow this man of God to come forth to pray for those of you that are going through a disastrous mindset where the enemy has built up your mind. And if you keep looking at the news media and listen to the weather man, then you don't even have time to think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's doing for you and all that he's about to do for you. Because look, our ways are not his ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. God's got this in his hand. We got to walk by faith today, huh? I'm believing God today. How many of you are agreeing with me on this day, September the 11th, that God's got it all in his hand? And I believe our Father, who is in heaven, has it all in his hand in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. How many trust God today through Jesus Christ, huh? How many know that Jesus paid the price on Calvary's cross, and he didn't do that just for you to lose out? He did for you that you may have eternal life. So those of you today, as we prepare to go into prayer, and those of you been going to the gas stations and the gas man, the person at the store tells you they don't have any more gas, and then you get in doubt, and then you get frustrated, and then you're saying, well, how am I going to move or get to where I need to go? Well, sometimes, look, listen to me clear. Sometimes it takes some things for God to get your attention. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to bring harm. No, he doesn't necessarily come to bring harm. He come to bring peace. But he wants your attention to think and remember that it is Jesus Christ. He's the one that has died and given his life for all of us. And sometimes we walk away from God. We forget about God because we feel like we got it all going on, the big house, all the money. We've got this great job, and we're in this big home and this nice facility, driving the fine cars. But no, material things does not last. And as you hear the news media and the things that they're saying about the storm, it lets you and remind you that these material things can be taken away with the twinkling of an eye. But your soul and your spirit is more important, people. Your soul and spirit is more important, and God wants you to know that today. That's why today we're going to believe God. And as you touch and agree with us, and as you believe by faith with us, and as you walk in the spirit and not by sight, my God, my God, my God, glory to God, in walking by faith, oh, glory to God, I believe there's healing coming in the land today. There's something that's going to take place that's going to draw unity. It's going to draw people closer together. With all the uprising and all the turmoil and all the bitterness and bigotry and hatred among this universe and around the different cities and states, it's time now for us to come in unity and in peace. It's not about nationality, not about creed or color. It's about bringing peace and love in the land on this earth. So now, I want you to center your mindset and take one day at a time. One day at a time is all you need. Trust in God and believe in God. And as he moved forward with the hand of the Almighty God, knowing that he can calm the sea, he can cease the storm, and he can protect you in the name of Jesus Christ, I believe today that it shall be done. Now, let's join this awesome man of God as he prays for those of you that are going through this stage right now concerning this situation and this storm that they're speaking may come our way. But I'm believing and decreeing and declaring, and I speak it in the name of Jesus, that the storm shall cease. And those of you that agree with me and praying with me in the name of Jesus, by faith from the north, the south, and the east, and the west, that the Almighty God will hear our prayer on today. I speak it in the name of Jesus, and I believe it by faith, that those of you that are walking in the Spirit, that your spirit will be uplifted, that the devil will be terrified and the God that we serve will be glorified for the things that are about to happen this week. In Jesus' name, let us join the man of God.
Welcome to the prayer for disaster and calamity. This is simply a prayer I've put together where I'd like to pray for anyone within the sound of my voice. All I ask you to do is to agree with me as I pray, and together we will seek our Heavenly Father. Please continue to meditate on this prayer for yourself. You can speak it daily and allow the Word of God to reach deep into your spirit. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we gather together and come into agreement in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus. Where two or more are gathered, there you'll be in the midst of us, and anything we agree upon as touching, you will surely do. The Bible says if there's any unforgiveness that it should be dealt with before praying. Therefore, we release any anger, bad feelings, resentment, or any other wrong attitude before you now. We lay it at your feet and we release and forgive those who have wronged us. Father, in Jesus' name, there's no distance in the Spirit, and we thank you for the listener who desires a prayer for disaster and calamity. If we spend any time watching the news, it won't be long before we see disaster and calamity all over the world. We lift up the listener to you that has disaster and calamity on their heart. It may be because they simply have it on their heart or that they are face to face with it right now. Help. That four-letter word, Father, is sometimes all we need to say to you. What loving father doesn't run to their child when they hear them cry out for help? Father, the listener or someone on their heart needs your help. Even before we called, you knew we would be praying together right now. Right now, we take all that concerns the listener and cast it into your hands. Yes, all worries, all fears, anxieties, and anything else that may be burdening them down. If disaster and calamity has struck their life, please help them in this moment to cast all of that into your hands in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your angels that encamp round about the listener. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus around the listener and their family now. We draw a bloodline around them and call them protected. We declare protection upon the listener now. Father, you give wisdom, and from your mouth comes knowledge and understanding. We ask for wisdom, revelation, and understanding for the listener, Father, as well as all those, Father, that are dealing with this disaster and calamity, from emergency response, Father, just to simply other people. Give them, Father, that wisdom, that revelation, that understanding to know how to deal with what they are facing. We declare that what was once confusing makes sense. We declare that what was once crooked is made straight. We declare and speak light into the darkness in Jesus' name. There's nothing impossible for you, Lord. We declare that the listener will appropriately humble themselves by admitting any wrongs that they've done to anyone, Father, and will ask for their forgiveness. For in doing so, they may have brought about this calamity or brought about this disaster they're facing, Father. If there's anything, Father, the listener or someone they know has done to bring about this disaster or calamity, please show them, Father, so that it is not repeated in their life. We declare that by your wisdom, the situations in the life, Father, that the listener's facing or the person they have on their heart, Father, is straightening up and becoming clear before their eyes in Jesus' name. Please give the listener, Father, the grace, the strength to deal with the disaster and calamity in their life, Father, or the lives of those they have on their heart. We speak restoration over the lives of all those touched by this disaster and calamity. We declare healing now in Jesus' name. We declare strength now, Father, if there's any emergency response teams, Father, the police, the firefighters, anyone and anywhere, Father, supernatural strength to deal with this situation. Father, show the listener any steps that they need to take in order to bring about healing and restoration in this situation. And speaking of healing, we bind any sickness and disease that may have tried to clamp onto the listener, Father, to bring about this calamity perhaps that they're facing. We command you, sickness and disease, to loose the listener now and to leave their body in Jesus' name. We loose the healing paid for on Calvary throughout the listener's body and mind now. There is wholeness through the blood of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. We thank you for helping the listener in every way they need help, Father. We bind favor and peace upon the listener to bring about your answer or answers to this prayer, Lord. We declare that where they go, light goes and darkness must flee. We just thank you again, Father, that in this situation of darkness, Father, that your light is going into every area and pushing out and dispelling the darkness in Jesus' name. Praise your holy name. Lastly, we lift up every need, the listener and or whomever else is affected by this disaster or calamity. Whatever need, Father, is out there, we lift all those needs up, Father, spiritual, emotional, physical, relational, financial, whatever it is. We call any and all of those needs met in Jesus' name. Ministering spirits, angels, go forth and bring in the supply that is needed to rectify, to help, to salvage what's gone on with this disaster and calamity. Go now. We speak protection and peace. Peace, Father, your abundant peace over all affected by this disaster and calamity. We declare that deliverance, healing, and restoration has begun. We declare that the evil and destruction brought about by this disaster and calamity has been reversed and is retreating now in the presence of the Lord. We believe and receive everything we've prayed and give you glory in advance, for this prayer is answered. In the wonderful and precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
It's not too late for you to call in right now. We are live at 347-215-8049. That's 347-215-8049. And those of you, you can call in for your prayer request. We are praying for those of you right here in North Carolina as well as South Carolina, wherever they are speaking of concerning the storm, that God will give you strength and to trust God by faith. It's about 14 minutes before the top of the hour of 1 o'clock on this glorious Tuesday, September the 11th.
I've had the opportunity to introduce some great people, but I want somebody tonight to know I know a man that can't fail. I know a man that works miracles. I know a man that heals, delivers, and sets free. Won't you help me witness and just tell somebody, I know a man, I know a man. Regardless of what you're going through, you got to know him for yourself.
the same one that a woman touched the hem of his garment and was made whole. There is no thing that he cannot do now unto him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Turn it over to him. He can fix it. He can solve it. He can work it out in your home, on your job.
Well, I know a man.
I know a man.
Yes, he can do it.
Yes, he can do it.
He can.
He can.
He can.
He can.
I know a man.
I know a man.
Who can do anything.
Yes, he can do it.
Yes, he can. Do anything.
He can.
He can. I know a man. He can do anything.
He
can. He can. He can do it. Whatever you need. He can heal your body. He can save your soul.
Of nothing and called everything into existence. He walked upon water like walking upon a sidewalk. I trusted him when I couldn't trace it. He's working some things out for you where you are right now. He's working some things out for you. Yes, he can do it. Yes, he can do it.
Yes, he can do it. Come on, lift up one to say yes. He can change your life. He can heal your body. He can make you whole. He can deliver you out. There's no problem too hard for him. He specializes in things impossible.
Your trials and tribulations are no big thing to him.
Yes, he can do it. Somebody say
yes.
You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, on a wonderful Monday. It's July the 10th, 2023, on a cloudy day in Raleigh, North Carolina. And those of you, it may be cloudy on the outside, but somebody said, I'm still giving God praise because his spirit dwells within me. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. And that's the Lord Christ Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. 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 All right. Well, look, whatever the enemy had planned for you today, you got to bind, decree, and declare. And look, I'm covered under the blood that no weapon formed against me shall prosper because I'm speaking life out of my mouth. So whatever the doctor said last week, last month, I've already rebuked it bad, and I'm speaking life that by Jesus Christ I'm healed. I'm the head and not the tail. And whatever the enemy had planned, he can't get near me because I'm covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. We thank you so much for joining us on this wonderful Monday afternoon. Coming up at the top of the hour, she's back again, that awesome preacher, teacher, woman of God, and she's been teaching and bringing forth the word of God. What a time we had last week, last Monday at 1 o'clock, and she's back, ready to come forth today. I'm speaking of Apostle Janet Wooten with Turn on the Light radio broadcast, and we want to thank her so much for joining us again on this Monday. I want to remind those of you that you can tune in to our new radio host. He has joined our NFI team, and he's on every day, Monday through Friday. It's 5 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. He's out of Atlanta, Georgia. My good friend, the traveling preacher. That's what he called himself, the traveling preacher. And believe me, he has the right name because the preacher loves to travel. He's not just a radio host. He's a preacher, too. All right. Well, look, to God be the glory. I thank you again so much for catching the wave. And remind yourself today, whatever you do today, go out and reach and touch somebody's hand by an encouraging word to let them know that Jesus is alive and they don't have to look down, but they can look up into the hill from which cometh their help. Their help cometh from the Lord. All right, well, let's go to Raleigh, North Carolina, and welcome back this awesome preacher, woman of God. I'm speaking of Apostle Janet Wooten with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. And now, let's prepare our hearts and minds with this awesome anointed woman of God, Apostle Janet Wooten, out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. And now, here is Apostle Janet Wooten. Good evening.
Good evening, Reverend Kearney and all the NFI radio listening audience. This is the Turn on the Light broadcast. Glory be to God, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse number 12, that he was the light of life. And everyone, glory be to God, that followeth after him shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So once again, we say good afternoon to each and every one of you. We do want to give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. And from once again to Reverend Kearney, to the NFI radio listening audience, the NFI radio staff, Apostle Barbara Watkins, that let us know about this great opportunity to carry out the Great Commission one home at a time. So we're just excited to be here once again on this Monday afternoon, as the man of God said earlier, July the 10th, and I tell you what, time is just moving right along. Time is moving right along. It waits for no man. Glory be to God. And so we're just excited to be amongst the number just one more time. I remember the old saints used to sing the song, one more time, time, time. One more time, time, time. Lord, I'm glad to be in the number just one more time. It's good to be here. Glory to God. And so we're going to pick up where we left off on last week, when we were speaking from a topic entitled, This One Is on God, because only God can do it. And this particular topic is for those of us that feel like our backs are up against the wall and you feel like you've done all that you know how to do. You don't know anything else to do. Glory be to God. But we're just here to let you know, glory be to God, that this one is on God. Hallelujah. Because only God can do this. He said, this one is on me. It's just like a person that you go out to eat and with your friends and everything, and one friend might pay one week, another one the next week. But then here comes this week right here, and everybody go out to eat. And you said, don't worry about it. This one is on me. It might be somebody in the crowd that did not have the money to pay this time around. But you said, don't worry about it because this one is on me. And this is exactly what it is that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is letting us know today. That whatever situation or circumstance that you find yourself in, whatever it is that you're going through, glory be to God, whatever the report is, we're going to believe the report of the Lord, because this one is on God. Hallelujah. Because only God can do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't ever feel like it's over, because it's not over until God says that it's over. Uh-huh. And that is what he was telling the children of Israel when we pick it up back at Exodus 14. We were between Exodus 13 and 14 in the Old Testament. And when we begin to look at Exodus 13 and 14, it is talking about the deliverance of the children of Israel out of the Egyptian bondage. They had been in bondage for over 400 and some years, and the Lord heard their cry and seen their tears, and he had respect unto the covenant that he had made with their forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so we know that God is a covenant-keeping God. We know that God is a promise-keeping God. And so he sent in Moses the deliverer to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And after Pharaoh's heart was hardened and he refused to allow the children of Israel to go, that's when the Lord struck the Egyptian with 10 plagues. And after the 10th plague, he began to tell the children of Israel to go and to get out of here. Because the people went to Pharaoh and said, if you don't let these people go, we're going to all be dead men. Glory to God. And so they released the children of Israel. They didn't come out of that situation empty-handed because God had given strategic instructions to tell them to, glory to God, to spoil the Egyptians because God knew that they were not going to see this enemy. Oh, glory to God. And so when we look at Exodus 14, 1 through 10, once again, we see God's plan is in effect. He tells Moses to tell the children of Israel to camp in a certain place. Glory be to God. And so where they had camped at, glory to God, the Red Sea was in front of them. There was nothing on the side of them, glory be to God, where they could run and hide in time to keep from getting killed. And the enemy was behind them. And the Bible says that the Lord told Moses that the reason why he wanted them to camp there was because he was going to be honored and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. The reason why sometimes we're in the situation that we are in, glory be to God. Just like when Lazarus died, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but it is to the glory of God. Hallelujah. That God is going to get the glory out of your story. Glory to God. And so when we begin to go on a little further, we want to let you know that whatever it is that you're going through, yeah, people are talking right now, They see you in your situation and your circumstance. And where they could have helped, God didn't allow them to help you because God is going to be honored on your behalf, Somebody's getting ready to know that you serve the truth and living God. They're going to know that he is the Lord in and over your life, that God is real. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is real, and you serve the truth and living God, the great I am, the author and the finisher of your faith. And so Exodus 14, 11 through 12 lets us know, glory be to God, it can get worse before it gets better. Because once again, as the children of Israel have been released from Egypt, when they begin to look behind them, they see Pharaoh and his army coming. Once again, the Red Sea is in front of them. Far there's nothing on the side of them that can protect them from any type of open attack. And just like your situation right now, only thing you can see is that you got more bills than money. Only thing you can see is that your body is racking with pain. Only thing you can see right now is it seems like your children have lost their mind in their school. Only thing you can see when you look out, glory be to God, when you read the newspaper, you listen at the news, and sometimes you look out your own front door in your own community. It looks like it's wars and rumors of wars. It looks like it's sickness and disease. It looks like people just killing one another. What you look out and see, it does not look good. But I'm so glad that Paul said that we walk by faith and not by sight. Sometimes the situation can get worse before it gets better. However, because there is a plan and a purpose and promise concerning your life, it is God's responsibility to see that he brings it to pass. In other words, God's word has to come to pass. Because his word cannot, he cannot lie. and his word cannot return unto him void. He said it is his word that we shall live by. It's his word that's forever settled in heaven. It's his word that's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God's word, glory be to God, shall come to pass concerning you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. So that's how come he's responsible for bringing it to pass. Your responsibility, my responsibility, our responsibility is to stand flat-footed on the word of God and not to waver in our faith. Glory be to God, not to doubt God, but to trust him at all costs. Glory be to God, knowing that he is the same God yesterday, today, and forever, because this is not the first time that you've been in a situation or a circumstance. Glory be to God, and it won't be the last time, but the same God that delivered us before is the same God that can deliver us right now. And what it is something to build up your most holy faith in the Lord, because I'm here to let you know on today that we're in a season and a time and a place and need to be in a posture where our faith in God is more stronger than ever. Glory be to God. We have to make a decision right here, right up and through here right now, that we're going to trust God at all costs, that we're going to hold on to his unchanging hand, and we're going to stand on the promise of God. If somebody else helps you, then the blessing goes to them, and they will be as they will expect to be honored and glorified. But we know that God is a jealous God, and he will not share his glory with another. Isaiah 42:8. And so Exodus 14:13-14 lets us know that Moses gave further instructions to the children of Israel. Because the Bible lets us know that once they saw the enemy behind them, that they begin to murmur and they begin to complain.
Mm-hmm.
They begin to say, did we not tell you to leave us where we are? Were there no graves in Egypt?
Mm-hmm.
Did we not say to let us stay here? See, and the problem here is we hear fear talking.
Uh-huh.
We hear a mindset, because sometimes you can be free physically, because whom the Son set free is free indeed. But if you're not free in your mind, it's that's like you're still in bondage. And so the children of Israel were still in bondage in their mindset. Even when they saw all of the plagues that hit Egypt, even though they saw how God miraculously, glory be to God, delivers them out of the hand of the oppressor, glory be to God, they were still struggling with whether or not God could sustain them after he brought them out of bondage. They were rebels. But you need to let somebody know that this is no more crumb season.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God, because God wants to give you the whole loaf in this season. Glory to God. No more settling for less. Sometimes we become complacent in the situation and the circumstance that we're in. We begin to say things like, well, you know, it could be worse. At least you got this. At least you got that. When we serve a great big God, when we serve a mighty God that can do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Glory be to God. So how can we settle for less when God wants to give us more? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so we see the following instructions given to the children of Israel by Moses. They begin to cry and to holler out once again. But Moses said, number one, fear ye not. Because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So he told the children of Israel to fear ye not. The second thing, to stand still. Stand means to be in a specified state or condition, meaning to hold your position. You need to hold it right there in the middle of the road like you got it. Glory be to God. You need to hold on to the reins a little tighter. Glory be to God. Still means a deep silence and calm stillness. So he told them to stand still. The next thing he says, see, the salvation of the Lord. Oh, my God, thank you, Lord. See the salvation of the Lord. See the deliverance of the Lord. See the breakthrough of the Lord. See the hand of the Lord moving on your behalf. Glory to God. See yourself out of the situation and the circumstance. See it in the spirit. You got to see it before you see it. Glory be to God. Before it manifests, you got to see this thing in your mind, in your spirit. He says, see the salvation of the Lord. Then he told them, the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more. In other words, that's how come I told you to go and borrow the spoil from them. Because, see, I'm getting ready to get rid of this enemy. You won't have to keep looking over your shoulder for this enemy right here. You won't have to keep going around in the same circle over and over and over again. You won't have to keep going around in the same wilderness over and over and over again. You won't have to keep going around the same mountain over and over and over again. You won't have to keep going around the same cycle. It keeps happening the same time every year, the same thing over and over and over again. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because the enemy, the thing that you're dealing with in this hour, in this season, God is getting ready to eradicate that thing out of your life. He's getting ready to solve this problem once and for all. That's how some God said, this one is on me. Because only I can do what needs to be done for you. Only God can do it. Oh, glory to God. Then he said, the Lord shall fight for you. And ye shall hold your peace. Glory be to God. The Lord shall fight for you. And ye shall hold your peace. In other words, once you have prayed and cast your care upon the Lord, you need to stop talking about it. Stop complaining about it. Stop worrying and crying about it. Hold your peace. Psalm 46 and 10 said, be still, they go that still again, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Glory be to God. In other words, God's name is going to be glorified and magnified. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And the people around you and even you will be edified. You will come to know God in a greater faith, at a greater level, in a greater measure than you did yesterday, than you did last month this time, than you did last year this time. Glory be to God, because we grow from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And sometimes what you're going through is really not about you. What you're going through, you're going through it for somebody else, because your testimony is going to pull somebody else out of what? Out of darkness and into the marvelous light. Your testimony is going to make all the difference in somebody else's life. So what you're going through is not about you. Don't take it personal. I know you're probably saying to yourself, well, look here, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. Mm-hmm. You don't know my story. I don't need to know your story. But God does. He knows everything because he sits high and he looks low. And the only thing I can tell you is not only tell you his word, I can tell you from experience. Glory be to God, because I'm the first partaker of this word. Hallelujah. So I can tell you, glory be to God, to be still and know that I am God, that God is God, to be still and let God be God. Get out of the way. Take your hand out of it. Stay out of God's way. Glory be to God. Stop trying to tell God how to handle it. See, a lot of times, as we've said many times before, we think that God has not answered our prayers. We think that God is not moving on our behalf. We think that God has forgotten about us, because that's what the enemy wants you to think, especially when God does not work it out or turn it the way that you want it to be turned. But you must always remember this one thing. If you don't remember anything else that you've ever heard from the Turn on the Light broadcast, is this. Jeremiah 29:11 says that I know the thoughts. Some translations said, I know the plans that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. Glory be to God, to bring you to a hope, to give you hope at a future. So God is going to always work out your situation according to the purpose and the plan that he has for your life. He's always going to work it out. It's going to be for your good, but it's going to be for his glory. But it's going to be according to the plan and the purpose that he has for your life. Hallelujah. Because he's always going to work to give you an expected end, to give you a permanent ending to whatever it is that you're going through. Uh-huh. Not a temporary fix. Uh-huh. Not the just fix it up. You know, you have to make up in your mind whether or not you really want to be delivered. Glory be to God. Or you just want something patched up for right now, but then it show up again down the road later on. Because the God that we serve does a complete work. And what he does is going to be according to the purpose and the plan that he has for your life. Oh, glory to God. Mm-hmm. Exodus 14 and 25 lets us know that once the Egyptian came into the water behind the children of Israel, because the Lord told Moses to stretch out his staff upon the waters, and the waters divided, the waters of the Red Sea stood up on both sides like a great wall, and the children of Israel went through on dry ground. And then once the Egyptians saw that, they decided that they can go behind them at the same time. But the Bible lets us know that once they got into the midst of it, that the wheels started coming off, that it was hard for them to drive in there. And they began to recognize that God was fighting for Israel. And so they began to say, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. We come to let you know again today, this one is on God, because only God can do what it is that you need for him to do for your life. Glory be to God. That God will fight this battle on your behalf if you will only hold your peace, if you will only trust in him. The Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall. And the word shall is a promise. Every time you see it in God's word, the word shall is a promise. And once again, we know that God is a covenant-keeping God. We know that God is a promise keeper. We know that we can depend and trust in the promises of God, which are yes and amen. Oh, glory to God. Even down to, it's something when the enemy can see what it is that the children of Israel should have seen. When the enemy can see what it is and know what it is that we're supposed to be knowing and walking in each and every day of our life. And I'm not saying that life is easy. I know that some things come to catch you off guard. Some things can come and give you a gut punch. Glory to God. But I come to remind you, we're here to remind you that you can trust in the Lord. Even down to, not only did the Egyptians recognize the face of God, mm-hmm, that they were facing the face of God, Exodus 10 lets us know that when the plagues were taking place, that Pharaoh sent for the magician. And the magician said unto him, this is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them as the Lord had said. In other words, they were letting Pharaoh know, look here, you can't fight against these people because God is fighting for them. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to win against their God. The enemy knows. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That the battle has been fought and the victory already won 2,000 years ago through his son Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And if you believe in the finished work of the cross, glory to God, you know that you already have the victory because it's a fixed fight. And you're already won. Hallelujah. You have already won the victory by believing in the finished work of the cross. Glory to God. And the enemy knows that he cannot win against you. The only way that he can win against you is if there is a portal open in your life. If you in God. You don't really trust God. Hana Messiah. Glory be to God. If you have not won the battle in your own mind, because the mind is the battlefield. Glory to God. And he just wants to get you to doubt God. He just wants to get you to thinking that God is not going to move on your behalf, that this thing is too big for God, that God cannot do nothing with your situation. But we're here to say that the devil is a liar. Oh, glory to God. Even down to, don't you know that the God can get let a 99 and 100-year-old man and woman have a baby? The God that opened up a Red Sea and the people walked through on dry ground. The God that opened up barren wombs, blinded eyes, glory be to God. Raised the dead, glory to God. Caused the dumb to speak, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk. Don't you know? He's almost under. Glory to God. The God that woke morning and started you on your way. Don't you know? He come on fire that have brought you over hills and valleys. Glory be to God. He come to Mohosa. Don't you know that the same God fire that's been in your life every day that you've been on this earth is the same God that can do it right now. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to get out of here. Oh, glory to God. We got to get off of here. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's the same God. And he did not bring you this far to leave us now. Hallelujah. He didn't bring you out in the middle of nowhere just to drop you. Glory to God. He did not bring you, hallelujah, out of bondage with nothing. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. God. His reputation is on the line. Oh, glory to God. Every time he was talking about destroying the children of Israel because of their disobedience, Abraham was standing in the gap. Moses was standing in the gap and was saying, now they're going to say, you brought these people out and you can't take care of them. Oh, glory be to God. Don't you know that his reputation is on the line? His name is on the line. Oh, glory to God. So God is going to move on your behalf. You just have to keep the faith, tighten up the rope, and hold on just a little bit longer. Yes, the Lord. I love that song by the Canton Spirit. Hold on. Have a little faith. Tighten up the rope and hold on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for your word. Your word that will not return unto you void, that will accomplish what you please and prosper in the thing that you sent it to. Father, we thank you, Lord, for letting your people know to be not dismayed that whatever comes their way, that you are going to take care of them, that be not influenced or moved by the things they see in this world today, that we walk by faith and not by sight, that your word stands truer even now. Glory be to God. That we will continue to look to the hills from which cometh all of our help. All our help come from you, Lord Jesus. That, Father God, your word is true. You will never leave us nor forsake us. That you have not forgotten about us, not even the smallest of details. Hallelujah. That you know everything. But right now, this is a testing of our faith. But we're going to come out on the other side. Glory be to God. And we're going to come out with our hands lifted up. And we're not going to come out of this trial empty-handed. That you're right there with us. You're right by our side. Father, we want to give that grieving mother, that grieving father, that grieving sister, brother, aunt, uncle, cousin, friend, co-worker, some hope on this afternoon. Glory be to God. Massage their aching hearts and cup the tears in the palm of their hands, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that one God that has gotten a bad report from the doctor, the Lord is your report, we're going to believe that you are Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth all our sickness and our diseases. And it's by your stripes that we are healed, that you are Jehovah Shalom, that you will give us a peace that passes all understanding. Oh, glory be to God. And we got to hold on to our joy. We hold on to the good times, to the memories, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And that one father that don't have a job or a penny to their name, and trying to figure out how I'm going to take care of, feed my family. How am I going to pay the rent? How am I going to make it? Oh, God, this month, God, that they will continue to know that once again you are Jehovah Jireh, that you are the way already made. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. That one that don't know you and the pardon of their sins, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bind the hands of the enemy, oh, God, and we tell Satan to back up in the name of Jesus, to loose them and let them go. Oh, glory be to God. And they will fall on their knees and ask, what must I do to be saved? That one that's lonely, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, dispatch angels on assignment to go and minister to their mind, heart, soul, and spirit on today, oh, God. The elderly one, God, that don't have proper air conditioning, oh, God, let a wind blow in their direction to keep them calm, to keep them cool, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let a knock come to the door. Somebody go do a wellness check on them, God, in the name of Jesus. The ones that's homeless, God, that setting out in the elements, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let a door open, God. Let a kind heart be open, God, and somebody have compassion on them, God, in this hour, in this season, in this time, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, head of Moshanda, let your name be glorified. Ukomashandaha, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, head of Moshanda, glory to God, hallelujah. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, oh God. Oh God, we thank you now. Bless this radio station. Bless the men of God, the men and women of God that come up here, Lord Jesus, and break the bread of life. Take them to higher heights and deeper depths, oh God, in you. Father God, bless every listener, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as the seed goes out, God, that something will be planted, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As one man plants and another water, that God, you would give the increase. God, we thank you today. We thank you for just being God, because besides you, there can be and there is no other. Nobody can do us as you have done for us, oh God. Nobody can do us like you can, Jesus. And we just want to thank you. It's in your name we pray. It's in your name we believe. And it's in your word that we stand on. In Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen. This has been the Turn on the Light broadcast. Glory be to God. And we pray that something was said or ministered that will make all the difference in your life, in your situation, your circumstance, in your world. Yes, and don't worry about that wayward son and wayward daughter. But God has a way of bringing the prodigal son home in the name of Jesus. You just be waiting with arms stretched wide open. You just be waiting to celebrate. Be waiting to kill the fatted calf and give God the glory. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The blood of Jesus protects them and covers them. Angels dispatch all around them to keep them safe and sound. Every community, glory be to God, every household, glory be to God, every job, glory be to God, every house of worship, glory be to God, every city, every state that this word is going into, may the blood of the Lamb cover you and keep you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. May the blessing of the Lord make a rich and out of no sorrow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, and amen. So be it. And it is so. Hallelujah.
been listening to Apostle Janet Wooten out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to join her every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Until Monday, God's doing a work in you. Stay blessed.
Work on me. The work on me. Work on me. Yeah, yeah. The work on me. Work on me. The work on me. Work on me. Hey, Lord, work on me. Lord, work on me. Lord, work on me. I need you to work on me.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Welcome back. I want to thank you so much. What a powerful word. Oh, my. Apostle Janet Wooten. Wonderful word today. I wish everybody could have caught that today. And for those of you who were able to receive it, to God be the glory. She'll be right back here Monday, next Monday at the same time, 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m., bringing forth the Word of God. And we have some awesome men and women of God that's on this broadcast. And those of you, if you miss out on each week, whatever time they're on, you can always go to our website at nfiradio.com, and you can play the previous week's message, or go back earlier to the 8 o'clock broadcast
and you can play the entire 3 hours of the 8 to 11 broadcast, or go back and play from the 11 to 2, and you can play from 2 to 5. So just go to our website, nfiradio.com. All the information's there, the photos of these awesome men and women of God, as well as their time schedule of airing and broadcasting on this network. We are so grateful to God that he has allowed us to come forth 9 years. We've been on the air. We started back in the year of 2014. And my God, God is moving in the midst. And we give God all the praise, glory, and the honor. Let's get back with more great gospel music. I had a request. Somebody said, do you have a doctor in the house? I said, sure. The man that I know, his name is Doc McKenzie, and the gospel highlights.
You know God told Noah to build the ark and let the people know. While the doors are open,
come on,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's the sounds of Doc McKenzie at the Gospel Highlights. We are right at 1:43, 15 minutes before the top of the hour, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a wonderful Monday. It's July the 10th, 2023. And let me correct something. I said we've been right here 9 years, and it was 2014. I correct myself. We started in February. It was February the 3rd, 2015. February the 3rd, 2015, it was cold, snow all over the ground, ice over the ground. School was out for 2 weeks due to all of the ice was all over the ground. You couldn't even get out. People were having to go to hospital, breaking their arms, or some of them broke their legs, and they just falling all over the place. So much ice that I never experienced it before. Seen that much ice and like that on the roads, and that lasted for a long time. It was cold temperatures. Okay, now if you live in Alaska, you know you're used to that. So, but you know, we here in North Carolina, and we just was not used to that. But we experienced it, and look, we made it through. To God be the glory. Somebody said glory. All right. Well, look, right now, currently, it's 77 degrees on the outside here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Cloudy skies. I was out earlier and did get a little drop of rain. It wasn't even enough to get the grass real wet. But who knows? We may get some. Somebody's getting some. How about that? All right. Look, once again, I want to remind you to be sure to tune in tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. for our new radio host, the Traveling Preacher. He's been coming forth. He'll be right in with us Mondays through Fridays from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Wonderful day on this Monday, July the 10th, 2023, and I'm on my countdown. I'll be coming off the air, but we've got more music coming your way at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock p.m. Our new radio host, Monique Patterson, out of Los Angeles, California. She'll be coming on, playing contemporary Christian music. For those of you who love contemporary Christian music, she'll be coming on very shortly. So we thank all of you so much for all of the kind words, and those of you that let us know that you're enjoying the music as well as the Word of God right here each day on the air. And we want to remind you to be sure to tune in to our television broadcast out of DeKalb, Georgia, every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. It's the top 10 video countdown of the month. You'll see me right there hosting the program, playing some of the great gospel artists around the world, the old, the new, and I know you will enjoy it and the Word of God. So don't miss out this coming Saturday. Lock it in on DeKalb Channel 25 out of Georgia, or you can live stream us at DEKALB25.com. Again, that's DEKALB25.com. And certainly, we thank God for the comments and the response we're getting since we've been on. To God be the glory for what God's doing, and you haven't seen nothing yet. Let's continue with more music. Here's the sounds of the Florida Mass Choir. Very pleasant. Good afternoon.
And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. Have you been tried in the fire? Have you been tried in the fire? Well, tell me, did you come through as pure gold? Have you been tried in the fire?
Yes.
Have you been tried in the fire?
Have you been tried in the fire? Come through. Have you been tried in the fire?
Yes.
Have you been tried in the fire? To know this Christian way, but tell me, how can you know it when you never bow down to pray? Had you been tried in the fire? Only you know that. Have you been tried in the fire? You've really been converted. You don't mind letting the whole world know. But you really don't have to tell it. If you live it, the world will know. If you've been tried in the fire, oh yeah. You wanna know? Have you been tried in the fire? Oh, have you been tried in the fire? I know I got religion. I belong to the noisy crew. You see, we shout when we get happy. That's the way we Christians do. Oh, have you been tried in the fire? If you've been tried, you sing it. Did you come through?
Are you living right? Are you giving right? Are you walking right? Hallelujah. Are you talking right? Are you singing right?
Thank you. You know, God is still working miracles. Because he blessed the soul of a little boy in church a short while ago. As the preacher read the scripture of how God can save and heal, he began to feel the spirit and the presence of God in his little soul.